Now, let me take you to a shady parking lot in Colorado. Two men are meeting.
They're in the parking lot of a Loaf and Jug, which is like a kind of like a convenience store.
That's our guide for this story.
Jean Marie Laskis. I'm a correspondent at GQ magazine.
One of the men is named Lucero. He's meeting another guy who's sitting in his parked truck. Here's how Laskis describes that guy.
He's got a lot of tattoos, mean, angry tattoos all over him, and lots of big, silver, mean-looking rings, long, skinny beard hanging down his chest. He looks just like what you want a hitman to look like.
He's a hitman, and that's where this story gets a little graphic.
Do you still want to do it?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Do you want it done soon?
That's a recording from the meeting between Lucero and the hitman.
Lucero is kind of nervous because he's never dealt with a hitman before. And he is excited because this hitman is going to solve his problems. He's going to make right in his mind the wrong that was done to him by his girlfriend.
Lucero says that when his girlfriend broke up with him, she laughed at him. He wants the hitman to attack her, specifically to slash her face, leave her with a permanent disfigured smile, like the Joker. Revenge for that laugh.
I'm talking about, I want her life a completely living hell to where what she did to me. I want it to be a vice versa. What she took from me is what I'm going to take back.
Lucero's short on cash, so the payment will be guns, a shotgun and an AK-47 assault rifle. But the hitman gives Lucero a chance to back out.
So you know when you leave here today,
a deal's a deal.
Deal's a deal. It's a done deal because I'm on it now.
Lucero is undeterred. The deal is finalized, and Lucero gets ready to step out of the truck.
All right.
But all right, man. So right. Once I leave this door, it's on, and you got your deal.
All right. So I got to go?
Got to go.
All right.
All right, brother.
All right.
Be careful now.
I'll try.
When Lucero finally leaves the car, what we come to realize is this hitman is an undercover ATF agent who has only been posing as a hitman all this time.
That's why we have those tapes. They were recorded by the hitman, a special agent with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. The ATF says John Lucero received an 11-year prison sentence for the attempted hit. But then there's the other character in this story, the person Jean Marie Laskis calls the hitman, who's not really a hitman. He's one of many special agents who do this undercover work, stopping murders for hire. Laskis spent several days meeting with this particular agent. She calls him Charles Hunt, but that's a pseudonym, because this agent spends most of his time living another life.
Every day, pretty much, he's changing into his, you know, dirtbag gear. He said it's putting on his jewelry. But he works the streets, finding out who out there needs what. But the word gets out that he'll do anything for a price. Anything. This is a word-of-mouth kind of job.
And how would you describe him beyond the sort of hitman caricature that he portrays?
Well, he's just a lovely, lovely man. Sort of soft-spoken, kind-hearted, family guy, couple kids, lovely wife. He's kind of playing like a little bit of a Superman role. He has his disguise in his trunk, and he gets changed into his hitman gear, and he goes out and pretends to be a hitman.
You got to think, doesn't it take a toll on somebody that decent to be portraying someone so indecent all the time?
Well, and I think in his case, for a time it did. You know, he's been through, you know, many of these experiences with horrible things, people wanting fingertips, people wanting eyeballs. I mean, just really gruesome things. And at one point, he was undercover for months at a some Aryan Nation kind of biker home. And he did not come out of that hole. He came out of that having a hard time remembering who he was. And in fact, his marriage did not last through that whole period of his life. So I think it does take quite a toll on these people.
Jean Marie Laskis says it's hard to say just how often contract murders are committed. After all, thousands of murders go unsolved every year. But her meetings with this agent revealed how the world of underground crime sometimes does business in places as banal as a Loaf and Jug parking lot.
I guess I didn't realize that. You know, we kind of live on in our sanitized lives. We're not involved. We don't get exposed to violent crime in our daily lives. But maybe it's right underneath our noses and we don't realize it. And there's this army of agents out there kind of keeping things at bay.
That's Jean Marie Laskus. Her article appears in the latest issue of GQ. It's called, Oops, You Just Hired the Wrong Hitman. Coming up, when a recession hits, belts tighten. People don't want to take risks with their money. Think about how devastating that was for Las Vegas.
It really sunk in once President Obama made that comment he used as an example of fiscal irresponsibility coming to Vegas on a bender, and that's when we knew we were in bad shape.
And the city responded with a focus on new industries and new attractions, bringing synergy to Sin City in the next part of All Things Considered from NPR News.